Hey guys, thanks for joining me for this 56th episode in Season 2 of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. Special guests for this episode include actress Tamela Jones, has a new series Rebel, which premieres Thursday night at 10 Eastern, 9 local time on ABC. We'll also visit with our good friend and American music legend Don McLean. We'll talk about the 50th anniversary of American Pie, plus all kinds of things that are in the works for 2021. Of course, if you would, please take the time to subscribe, drop a like, comment, leave some feedback, and of course, share with your friends. Now, do you remember back when TV was good enough distraction to take your mind off your busy life for a while? Well, now we need a distraction from our distraction. 90% of people now say they use their phone or tablet while they're watching TV, according to a new survey. And more than a quarter of them are using their phone to text with other people about what they're watching or check out what people are saying about the show on social media. Got a new series that is going to be premiering this Thursday night, and Rebel on ABC. With that, we've got Tamela Jones on the line with us. And Tamela, first off, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Having me.
Now, Tamela, tell us a little bit about Rebel. I mean, it pays a little tribute to Aaron Brockovich, kind of. And how excited are you about Thursday night's release?
I am beyond excited. This show is such an amazing show. There's nothing like it that you've ever seen on television. It is loosely based off the life of Aaron Brockovich, and you know, is a woman who suffers no fools. She's all about correcting wrongs and making everything right for the people. And that's basically what Rebel's about. You know, you've got a bad heart valve and people are dying. Let's not have that. Rebel's in there to clean it up. And I'm her muscle.
And to work alongside none other than Katie Sagal and have something coming out, especially in the midst of all we've been living through, Tamela, I mean, this show will probably play to the heart of so many people right now, right?
I think so. Katie Sagal is amazing. I am super, super excited about working with her. Been a fan of hers for a long time. And the content of this show, it's all of what's going on in real life right now, and I really think that people will be able to identify with the show very well.
And Tamela, how many times in the last 12 months have you thought, you know, if I was a lawyer, I could take care of something like that, right?
I mean, don't we all have that thought?
Working on series before, obviously coming in the midst of COVID and pandemic and all that, I mean, how much different does the landscape look now as opposed to so many times before for you?
It is completely different, and it takes a little bit to get to. We all, I mean, down from the actors, the crew, everyone has to wear a mask and shield, and we call them the COVID police. There's people around that make sure that we're standing 6 feet apart and that we're constantly washing hands or hand sanitizing. In between, you know, scenes, they bring us back our mask and shield. The only time we have it off is when we're acting. Crew, they have it on all day. And I really feel like they're the real heroes of our show because they never take it off. And so it's hard to breathe under there. They're in it all day. So
now,
to our crew.
Yeah, I know, right? And coming in on a new series with all of those restrictions, did that make it a little more difficult to kind of feel the vibe starting out?
I thought it would, but we have such an amazing showrunner, Christopher Knopf. Time that we were down, because we were actually going to start shooting this before the pandemic happened. And then once everyone went into quarantine, Krista took the time to interview each of us individually. And I guess she took things that she loved about what we said about ourselves or what we, you know, what she got to know about each of us, and added it to each of our characters. And I tell you, magic just happened once we got on set together. It was like we knew each other because of the way she wrote it.
Again, the premiere comes up on Thursday night, 10 Eastern, 9 local time. And Tamala, for you, what is the biggest thing that you've focused on craft-wise as you've had some time to work alone this last year?
I'm really getting into music now. I had a lot of time to karaoke during the pandemic, so I think I'm a little rock star in the making.
Who knew, right?
Who knew?
That's awesome. Now, Tamala, if folks want to find more information about Rebel and also about everything you got going social media-wise, where's the best place?
I am on Instagram a lot. My Instagram handle is Tam Jones and the number one. Or you can go to Instagram, Rebel ABC, or Katie Segal on Instagram. All three of those, and also on Twitter, you can find out everything going on with us and the show.
And Tamala, you mentioned about having to be the strong arm on the show. And how close to Tamala is that role, or was it a bit of a stretch for you?
No, I'm very protective of my loved ones and my friends, and that instinct of, if you and I were hanging out, I would, and someone messed with you, I'm like, show me where they are. You know? You know, people shouldn't be mean or rude. We have to correct that when it happens. Or if they're doing something bad, we got to knock them out to keep them from going on, you know?
That's good stuff. Well, again, Tamala, it is always great to visit with you. Looking forward to the new series. Again, that premieres Thursday night, 10 Eastern, 9 local time on ABC. Tamala, hope you have a great rest of your week and look forward to talking again real soon, my friend.
You too. Always great to talk to you.
Now, medical debt is a real issue for a lot of people. So remember this if you ever have a big hospital bill. A recent study by LendingTree found that if you try to challenge a medical bill, there's a very good chance you'll be successful. 93% of people who've tried to negotiate a bill either had it reduced to a lesser amount or dropped altogether. 1 in 3 said they asked for specific things to be removed from their bill, and 1 in 4 just asked flat out for their bill to be lowered. Now, the study found 37% of Americans currently owe money on a medical bill. And another 23% have had medical debt in the past, so that's 6 in 10 overall. Now, the most common things that lead to it are emergency room visits, doctor visits, emergency surgery, having a baby, and having dental bills you can't cover up front. And our final guest on the podcast today, not only our friend, but an American legend, Don McLean. Of course, the song American Pie, 50th anniversary, that single has been re-released with Home Free Vocal Band. And Don, how blown away are you by the way that thing has been received?
We were planning to do a lot of things to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the American Pie album release. And there are a lot of other albums, by the way, out there that are coming up on 50 years, you know, this year as well. So there were a lot of good albums in those days. But we got to make noise about ours. And so all of a sudden this Home Free version is just, wow, how'd that happen? You know?
Now, had you heard of Home Free before the opportunity even presented itself?
Say that one more time. Oh, Home Free. Have I heard of them before?
Yeah.
No, I have never heard of them before. And I had no idea that people were turned on by a cappella singing. I'm delighted because, you know, I worked with the Persuasions, who are black a cappella. I worked with the Jordanaires. I worked with many vocal groups, you know, in the studio. I love harmony. In fact, the Weavers, who were probably one of the greatest quartet folk groups in the world, were, I was very close to them. And from the time I was a teenager, so I just love that stuff, the power of four square harmony, and these guys are five guys, and that's even harder.
Now, we talked about American Pie, the 50th anniversary. Don, does it even seem possible when you put that number out there?
No. You know, I'm sort of dizzy thinking about all the cliches, you know. The only thing that I think of in terms of a metaphor is like being on a slow sailboat, you know, going real slow, almost no wind. And you leave the harbor and you look, and all of a sudden the next day, you know, you can't see land, and, you know, you're just so far away from where you started, and it really didn't happen fast. You know, it happened very slowly, but you can add the years on, but you cannot take them off.
Now, you also got the contract with Time Life Music that re-released some of your music as well. And Don, for that new generation, I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but the new generation, their music is changing, and they're loving some of that some of those archived songs. And for that new generation, for you, how cool is that?
Well, what I see when I watch television, and in the last year I've watched some TV, is a lot of spectacle rock and a lot of rap music. Those two things. I don't really hear songs that have identities. You know, in the old days, songs were written with a certain standard. And the standard seems to have disappeared, and people are just about willing to settle for just about anything if they think the other guy's listening to it. You know, they have to listen to it. You know, I think that's the only standard, really. Is everyone listening to it? Well, I got to listen to it. but I just don't hear any songs that have identities. You know, I don't know if that makes any sense, but.
Now, when you sit down to write, I mean, what is on your mind whenever you sit? Is it a normal time that you take to sit down and do some songwriting, or is it just by inspiration?
No, I am, yes, inspiration. I just go about my business. I have lots of interests, and my mind is going all the time with all kinds of things that I'm doing. And I won't be able to put two words together. I might not write a song for 2 years. And then all of a sudden, some series of events will happen, and I'll write something. Lately, I've been making albums with my friend Mike Sievers, who's my producer. And what I'll do is I'll say to him, well, you know, I got this little song, and I'll send it to him. I used to send him a cassette, and now I send him it over the phone. And he'll come back and make a track with the phone vocal on the track. And I'll say, yeah, damn, that's good, you know. maybe I'll try another one, you know, and before you know it. So I've done that now, 3 albums that way with him. We've done Addicted to Black. We've done Botanical Gardens. And now we're coming out this year with an album called American Boys, and several tracks on that I wrote with my guitar player, Vip Vipperman, who also writes songs, and he had some ideas which I finished for him, so we were going to come out with, and then I wrote a bunch more songs, and so we got like 11 or 12 tunes, but that's how I kind of do it, and all of a sudden, I never thought I'd be making another record, and I've already got one to go now.
Now, you talked about not knowing about the record, but also got a stage play, a documentary. Where does the list end, Don?
Well, this comes from one man, a man named Spencer Proffer. And if people can look him up, he's been in the music business for many, many, many years. He's a go-between. He's a guy that gets things done. He's a record producer. And he's already gotten the budget from CBS for the documentary, and we're doing that right now. And Garth Brooks has already said he's going to be part of it. So we're getting some stars on board, and we're going to have a lot more. And he got the people that did the Broadway show for Carole King, and they're going to do the American Pie one. And we're doing a children's book, which is a fable called, it's all centers around American Pie, the American Pie, a fable.
and he wants to branch out with that into different things. So he's quite a fellow. I've done a lot of Zoom calls. I don't know how, you know, I've liked them actually because the people are very creative, but I couldn't do this for a living. I'm so glad I don't have a job, you know. I'm so glad I don't work for anybody because I get fired, you know, immediately.
That's funny. Now, talking about the stage play and the documentary, to have the folks give you the feedback, like you talked about, Garth said he'd sign on to be a part of it. To have the echelon of stars that are saying how much you have impacted their lives, I mean, what's that mean to you, Don?
Well, it's all like I never tried for this. You know, there are artists out there, and I won't mention their names, who never stop pushing themselves onto the public. And you know what? Eventually they succeed because being aggressive is a very important part of success in the music business. I always had this sort of Zen attitude that my words and my ideas are going to take me places. And it's worked out that way. You know, the ideas have taken me everywhere.
And for American Pie to have the following that it does, and it means so many different things to so many different people. And I know is that part of the backstory of the song as well?
Well, the song is, I can tell you that it's supposed to be a dream. And I did it just for myself. You know, a song that long, I had this crazy idea. And I've always managed to be on a decent record label that would leave me alone pretty much, you know, and let me do whatever I wanted to do. And sometimes, you know, like in the case of an album called Prime Time, it was a colossal failure. And I was supposed to make that for the great record man, Clive Davis. And Clive Davis just couldn't run to the bathroom fast enough to throw up when he heard it. But to me, it was a masterpiece because I had written this song about America as a game show. And this was in 1977. And everything, all our reality coming through the television. And now it's 40 years later, and we've had a game show host president, and all our reality does come through the television. So the funny thing is that Drake, the rapper, and this guy is amazingly successful, he knew about that album. And he took two songs from that album, a song called The Wrong Thing to Do and another ballad called When a Good Thing Goes Bad. And he put those lyrics together and he sampled those two songs and created a big hit song which sold 4 million copies called Do It Wrong. And Do It Wrong sold 4 million records, and I have his 4 million. I have his platinum award here on my wall. Right now I'm looking at it. And so I ended up owning 60% of that song. Wow. And see, that's how I can afford houses and cars and stuff.
That's right. Well, Don, if folks want to keep up with all the stuff coming up, the production, the documentary, the children's book, the music, all of that, where's the best place for everybody to find the information?
Well, you can go to Don McLean Twitter, or you can go to the Don McLean YouTube channel. And, you know, once you start, if you're into some, you know, an artist, and they have, we uploaded 11 albums and 173 tracks immediately onto that. And then all the other albums, I've got like 25 studio albums and all sorts of live albums. And you can find everything and all these YouTube performances and visits to, you know, talk shows and stuff like that. If you dig around, it's all there.
That's right. Well, Don, it is always a privilege to visit with you, sir. I hope you have continued success this year, and look forward to talking again real soon, my friend.
Very nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Again, thanks for joining me for this 56th episode in Season 2 of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. If you ever have a comment, a question, or anything else you'd like to know, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at GQ with Cam. You can also send a message on the contact page at gqwithcam.com. If you'd like to help out in the funding for this podcast, go ahead and click the shop tab at gqwithcam.com. Got lots of great selections for you, and that all comes right back into the podcast. And if you ever have a special guest idea, email me, gqwithcam@gmail.com. Again, thanks to Brandon Allen for coming up with our theme music. We're going to let him play us out. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Tuesday evening.